Nearly half a million Somalis live across the border in a giant refugee camp in northeastern Kenya. They've fled the anarchy, drought, and famine back home. Thousands are recent arrivals, but many have been at the Dadaab camp for 20 years, including a number of musicians who put their hopes and fears into their songs. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Sitting cross-legged in a semicircle on a large, faded mat is Ahmed Mohamed Hassan. He came to Dadaab Refugee Complex the year after it opened in 1992. Now a poet and a guitarist, Hassan is 24.
I see my people are dying, killing each other, doing something wrong. But I become a musician because of my country. You must tell them the poem or a song. They will understand. What are you doing, Somali? Why are you killing each other?
Hassan says his group of about a dozen musicians uses its voices accompanied by guitars and traditional calabash instruments to entertain and educate fellow Somalis.
This first song is talking about the flag of Somalia. Our flag is a beautiful flag. Blue, light, and a star. We are telling the people that let us build peace in Somalia. We are in a refugee, but in refugee there's no life.
Then he fills with melancholy.
I'm Somali, I need my country, I love my country. Take the guitar and to tell my people through the song. This is a message I'm carrying up to now. How can we build peace?
Hassan is joined by singer Seida Hussein Mohammed. She was just 2 years old when her family fled to Kenya from Somalia in 1992. Seida Hussein Mohammed says music helps her educate her three daughters about the homeland they've never seen.
I usually sing for my daughters so that at least they can keep and continue knowing their country. I usually sing them the Somali national anthem.
Seida Hussein Mohammed says that's the song she shares with her daughters, and they all feel happy. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.